Well, you can't, because the garden, well, they've got, this is a classic element in the garden, because the garden has a literary pedigree going back, well, how many centuries should I go back? And it's seen as a place of growth.
Eden,
I was going to say, yeah, go back as far as you like. So it begins, the garden goes back to Eden, and throughout literature, and especially at that time, you had lots of representations of the garden. You had it as a place of growth and security, the ideal place for children to mature and commune with nature and in. And so there's that element about it, which makes it, puts it in a long, long, long literary tradition. But also, you have to remember that at the time, just like Kenneth Graham, what she was doing was using the materials that were lying around her. So there was a fashion for gardens as well. Gardening was very big in magazines and books. So you could get books of gardening around the year, big bestsellers. You've got mystic books about gardens by a woman called Lilias Trotter. And Lilias, of course, is the name of the mother in who dies in the garden. Obvious borrowing there. And also the kindergarten movement, and the idea of holistic medicine. And Fanny Fern was an American writer who believed that girls should go out and do exercise and be strong and breathe the fresh air and so on, and not be a corseted indoor person. And so what Burnett was doing was, yes, she was in a big tradition, which gave her a ready-made symbol, but also she was tapping into a very local, very immediate fashion as well, as a good hack writer should do.